We're joined now by Police Commissioner Joe Grimaglia. Sir, thank you, first of all, for your service and everything you do for the community. We got ourselves a situation right around 1 o'clock. We're getting reports of damage at Buffalo City Mission. It looks like some cars damaged there and a building on the 200 block of, what is that, 7th Street? Is that what we're, 7th Street, 200 block. Tell us, sir, what do you think?
Yeah, good afternoon. Like to say thanks for having me on, but, not in this circumstance. So what we have now is it appears we have some still imagery of what appears to be a funnel cloud. Obviously, the National Weather Service is going to have to confirm that. But our city camera at Niagara and Carolina also appears to be right in the middle of it. We can see the damage occur. I'm sure we'll get that video out. But right now, we have no reports of injuries, thankfully. It's a lot of property damage. 257 Niagara, it looks like the roof was blown off. Another building on 7th Street is being evacuated because of some structural issues. And there's a vehicle that's flipped over. But again, no injuries have been reported to us. So we're establishing a command post. We're in contact with, obviously, all of our city agencies, fire, all the emergency services. We're on scene. There are numerous traffic lights that are out along Niagara Street. And again, Erie County, we're in touch with their emergency services, and we're all gathering now at a command post to get up and running.
Police Commissioner Joe Grimaglia joins the City of Buffalo. Sir, when you look at your history, how long you've been working in the city in law enforcement, have you seen anything like this before? We're not, bad weather in Western New York in wintertime is a pretty... that's par for the course, but funnel clouds hitting the city, is this something that you can remember happening before?
Actually, no. I think this might be a
this
first.
Might be a first.
Yeah, you're saying fortunately, again, there's no injury, so we can have this conversation. But hopefully that holds true that there remains to be no injuries. Obviously, all of our emergency personnel are still out going through all the affected areas now and checking the best they can. So we got a lot of resources. So we're asking people to avoid that area, the lower end of Niagara, closer to downtown. Please don't go sightseeing. There's a lot of trees down, things that are ripped up, obviously structural damage. So we don't want people going sightseeing. Let our emergency workers go do what they do best and get after it.
You talk about the cameras picking stuff up and, weather-related incidents. Obviously, there's a purpose for those cameras, but this is one of the purposes that we don't really talk about. But, an event like this happens and you're able to backtrack it just like it was a suspect and, a shooting or something. But you could track this storm and what happened and be able to see in real time what might take the weather service 24 hours to determine. You're on it right now. You could see the damage. You could see what happened. That's got to be an incredible source and a tool.
Well, I talk frequently about the needs for technology. And, the city has invested a significant amount of money in technology, but we're in our command post inside of headquarters. Obviously, as I said, we're setting up, we already have set up an on-site command post, but we're watching the video. We're already backtracked. We've already looked at it multiple times. And like I said, our city camera at Niagara, Carolina appears to be right smack in the middle of it. And it went very, very fast. You can see trees, a hot dog cart, and its flag went flying, but trees became uprooted very quickly, and it passed through quick.
Joe Grimaglia, Police Commissioner, Buffalo. This thing happened. Do you have an approximate time of when it started? It looked like 1:02 p.m. Is that a approximate time?
So our city camera at Niagara, Carolina, picks it up at 12:51, between 12:50, okay. 12:51, right about that time frame. So, our officers and we're over there immediately. Our officers are always out there, in harm's way in the fire department. Everybody responded very quickly. And like I said, they're out there, they're assessing, they're checking people out and locking down the scene.
And so we want people to stay away. Again, let's put that information out. There's obviously, it's a big story. People want to see damage. Now's not the time to do it because we're trying to clear streets and hopefully we can continue with no injuries. And the best way to do that is to let the first responders and people clear the way. What areas to avoid if people are listening to this?
Pretty much Niagara Street from downtown up through probably about, I would say probably at least Pennsylvania, a little bit higher, probably all the way up to Porter would be best right now to avoid that lower west side area. Our public works is already out there. Forestry's out there. The whole intersection of Niagara and Carolina is blocked off, but there are numerous lights that are out at Niagara, Carolina, Niagara, Virginia, the Virginia Street off ramp to the 190. So they're all, you know, in that area, still the initial assessment. I mean, we're only, about 50 minutes into this. So, you know, it takes a little time to start the cleanup work, but they're still assessing, you know, looking around, making sure that, that, you know, that still holds true, that there's no injury. So they're going to be out there for, you know, quite a while, going through all steps.
I tell you what, thank you so much for what you do and all the folks that you have working with you, first responders in particular. But Police Commissioner Joe Grimaglia, thank you for your time, sir. We'll let you get back to work.